All right, so I think next up is Tati's going to be talking about fashion.
Take the stage.
There is no stage. In terms of practicality in fashion versus the...
Form versus function.
Form versus function. Yes, that one. So, like, let's say back in the 1910s and the 1920s, it was the norm to wear, like, a three-piece suit. Like, you know, every day you wake up, you wear a three-piece suit. You have a hat, you have...
If you're rich.
Accessories.
Not a coal miner.
Even the poor people, they wore suits. They weren't as nice. Anyhow, that was, like, the norm. But as society has continued and fashion has evolved...
Twofold.
It's become much more casual, and that's the norm.
We've gotten lazier.
Yeah, it is laziness in a lot of ways. But would you prefer to go back to how it was? Do you think there's any benefits to that? Or do you feel like our fashion, like being lazy how it is now, if it affects how we are, or if it's just reflecting how our generation is compared
to... I don't see any problem with it.
I think fashion, like everything, just falls within like the cultural zeitgeist of the time, and is very determined by...
You said a big word.
Yeah, it's another 10-cent word. It's very much determined by people's viewpoints on life, the codes in which they live their life, ethics and morals, etc. I don't know. For me in general, we're talking about like form versus function kind of guy. I don't know. I'm a little bit of both. I'm not going to lie.
I'm a function kind of guy.
I can see that in you. Mm-hmm. And the logic of my brain wants to say, who cares how that looks like? Mm-hmm. Does it do the job? But then the other part of me recently, maybe,
realistic,
and this is like everything in life. Like I think of like technology too, form versus function. Like this can look so beautiful, but does it work? Like what's the point of it? Mm-hmm. I see people slamming their cars; their tires are like halfway on the street.
Yeah,
and that's what they say. Oh, form over function, bro. And you're like, seriously? Like your tires can't even roll anymore. Like that's the point of them.
Wait, what exactly is the form over function? Form is that it works.
It looks
like. Do you prioritize looks pleasing. To the point where it no longer works the way it was intended
to? Form.
Form is looks.
Function is.
Practicality, yeah.
You know about that? Bowed out tires?
Like, you see those cars with tires that are slanted?
Stance. Stupid.
Like, stance.
We're talking about cars now.
So that's just an example, because you hear that very common phrase in that community. But I think if you're applying it to clothing or fashion in general, I don't know. I'm a little bit of both, I'm not going to lie.
As you come in here looking like an H&M model. It was the boat shoes that made me have that opinion.
Boat shoes is another topic entirely. Are they good or are they bad? Nobody knows.
Neutral.
Depends if you have a boat.
Which I do not. Take it till you make it, baby. Let's go.
We both think you do.
You gotta dress for the
job. That guy must have a boat. Yeah. Or he shops at Ross.
One of the
Either
two.
One of the
That's
two.
That's both.
I don't know. I'm alright with both. I had a boat growing up. My dad had a boat.
I have more pairs of cargo pants than I need.
I had many cargo
it's
pants.
A divisive.
Oh, yeah.
I would burn those right now.
I love pockets.
I love cargo pants, man.
I'm not going to lie. Like I did not care about what I wore growing up. I remember being in the mall with my dad one time, and I was just like, why do people spend money on this stuff?
Okay. Yeah.
I was like 15, and my dad's like, one day you're going to understand. And I'm like, I will never understand. And then like, I understand. I understand. I really do now. And I'm like, okay. The thing for me is I think we're at a point where...
That's what I was going to... Like, people used to go to airports in like suits and ties, and now you see people going like in pajamas.
Yeah, that's true.
Or people going
to school. People go to class in their pajamas.
Yeah, yeah, like stuff like that. It's ridiculous.
Or like... recording a podcast in their pajamas.
Who does that, man?
The audacity.
Where does it
Do
end?
Do you even care?
Yeah.
Like for my day to day, I feel like I'm really pretty bummy. Like, I wear, like, jeans and t-shirts.
So I mean, guess I'm a bum.
I guess we're all bums in here.
No offense like that to any bums listening.
I feel like low-key, like, it affects my mood. Like,
yep.
I feel like...
Yeah.
And I feel like if I woke up every day early and I, like,
in a suit.
You know, put a nice outfit together and, like, I really felt confident in what I was wearing, that I would feel much better and I would be more productive
throughout
the day.
Does your mood affect what you wear, or does what you wear affect your mood, or both?
Both.
Both.
They play on each other.
That's why I wear more button-up shirts than t-shirts now. I feel like a t-shirt's lazier.
Planned lazy.
Exactly.
But yours is functional. It has a pocket.
You use that pocket for nothing.
I use that pocket.
I don't use that pocket.
I use it occasionally.
Business cards.
There you go.
Slide that in. All right.
Pens, pencils.
Or putting like your phone. I like putting your smartphone in your pocket.
I put it in my jacket pocket.
It's supposed to your pants pocket. I don't like that.
I use my jacket pocket
Do you
for
have
a lot.
Predetermined... Yeah. pockets for things.
I do. Yeah.
Right is phone.
Right is phone.
Left Same. Is keys.
No, wait.
And
I'm backwards.
Keys, headphones.
Keys and headphones. Back pocket's wallet.
Back right pocket.
Back right pocket's wallet.
Wallet.
Back left pocket is nothing. Nada. I want nothing in my back left pocket.
If there's anything in my left pocket, I feel weird.
For me, that's everything is reversed. Phone is left, keys are right, wallet's back left, knife or multiple tools back
right. Wrong. Of course.
Are you familiar with the term EDC?
I am.
Electronic Disco Club?
No. Everyday carry.
Yes.
It's basically what you as a man decide to keep on you at all times. Like, you always have it on you.
I normally
My dignity.
Have...
My dignity.
This male specific.
You sure about that?
No. Are you sure, George?
George Fox.
Yeah. I don't know.
Your shirt. Just like, when you wake up in the morning, the things that are just going in your pocket on you.
You're walking out the door, you make sure you have the
sunglasses.
Phone, nothing.
AirPods.
Yes. Sunglasses hanging right there.
AirPods I never leave the house
you
without
need
a belt
earphones.
On.
Really, I don't even wear belts anymore.
I do know how to apply a tourniquet, so it's functional.
A tourniquet?
Okay. If you're losing blood, let's say from your forearm, just like that,
you'd
make a tourniquet to stop the blood from pouring out.
They, like in the shows where they put the shirt.
Yeah.
So I've kind of been into Kicker? Like this whole minimalist thing.
Yeah,
that's why
man.
I'm doing the Instagram detox, because there's a YouTuber I watch.
Minimalist is
doing? Also why he's wearing pajamas.
Pajamas right,
right
now in the podcast, yeah.
It's all he owns.
Color blocking, right?
He has one pair of pajamas.
You have like you and you mix.
The guy literally has 10 of the same outfits, just like SpongeBob.
Yeah.
And I was considering doing that.
What you do is like you
wear the
if you're minimalist, what you do is you only buy like five
Where's
or six
the variety
shirts.
In life?
You buy like five or six shirts yeah. that are very, that are on the same colors, color See. Scheme, whatever, and you buy pants that match all of those shirts,
yeah.
and you literally can
That's
just
laziness. That's
block
not
and
minimalist.
Change.
That's
them.
Called
every shirt matches with every pants.
Exactly.
You never have to think. It's just
you exactly.
Like,
you wake up and you don't have to worry.
I only
Where's
wear
the
blue, black, and gray. Those are the only three colors I wear.
I don't know. I see both sides. I don't know.
I mean, I don't personally enjoy. Fashion, so it's not like
right.
oh, I want to dress up. Mm. And if you look good in that one outfit, then it's okay because it's not like people always think about themselves, but they think everyone's thinking about them.
Mm.
So it's not like people are going to remember what you're wearing every day, you know.
Unless you do, I wear 20%. A lot of black.
What? Yeah, I wear the same things every time. I only wear with like a suit. I only wear a white shirt or a light blue shirt.
Really?
Only. I will never wear any other color.
6 months ago, I only had pattern shirts, and then I bought solid shirts, and my life is so much easier.
I only wear solid shirts. It matches. Any tie matches with anything. You never
yep.
have to worry
yeah.
about any of those things. And then you learn like the tricks. Like you learn about like how big your lapel should be, what kind of mm-hmm. collar you have, mm-hmm. the knot you tie on your necktie, what it should be depending on your neck.
I've been wearing the wrong tie knot. My whole life, and yeah. I did not know
what
it.
What have you been doing? What are you doing
Daniel.
Now?
I used to do the half Windsor.
Do you do the full Windsor now?
No.
No, I did the full Windsor, right?
I don't know what you did. He did something.
I did something, and now I'm doing something else. It works better.
Now he's doing the four in hand. Because,
yes.
see, Jean-Luc has a very short neck.
Short neck.
And when you wear a very
short.
Full tie... Yeah, sure.
Makes your
like,
neck
look
shorter.
At his neck and look at Julian's neck.
I have a very long neck, yeah.
Oh,
so
look
like,
at those two necks.
Yeah.
They're completely different. So the type of collar Julian can wear and the type of tie Julian can wear are completely uh-huh. different to what Jean-Luc can wear.
Mm-hmm.
If he wears what Julian can wear, it'll actually make his neck, it'll make him look even shorter and like all like stuck
Not
together.
Not a good look.
It won't, yeah, and you
he
wanna
needs a shorter
have like,
collar.
A neck. You have to wear a collar that points
do you
down, spread collar, wide.
A priest's collar.
Spread collar and a wider tie. Any wider tie variety.
Is that like a Windsor? That's what I do.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I did
fine.
That.
You good?
And
there you go.
Yeah, I just
but
have
But see,
John Luke's
doing that just because somebody taught him how to tie that knot when he was a kid. He does it for the rest of his life, and you're like, you're not looking the best you could. And now you look
you're
a little
not reaching
better.
Your full potential.
You're not reaching. And does it matter? I would hypothesize yes.
That's a lot of this is a fashionable and functional then.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like they both serve a function.
Ties?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Well, I mean, it's
you
fashion.
Can tie a
knot.
I'm
talking about the knot. I'm talking about the knot. They both are knots,
yeah.
but one
are they
one.
Or are they? Not?
Oh no!
I'm not convinced by this.
No, I'm just saying. But
we're not on the same page. Here.
One looks a little bit better on you than another one.
I'm not sure about that.
But what looks good?
I don't know, man.
Do not see what I'm
yeah,
doing here.
What
who
is
decides
good?
What looks good?
I do, oh, are you saying I do not?
Society.
Yeah. Oh.
So just one person and then everyone agrees
basically,
with them.
Yeah. Somebody on the internet just says this is right.
Yeah. And that's why fashion changes all the time. And you notice it's cyclical. Like everything in life, we're doing things that they were doing 30, 40 years ago.
True.
And
nothing
it'll change
new.
Down
so
again.
With your
the 90s
vast
was wild.
Knowledge of fashion, explain to us how this happens.
How what happened?
The cyclical changes.
There's only so many things, right? Like,
right,
go back
yeah.
to
get bored, I guess, after
take
a while.
Inspiration from, like, the past. And
so.
What are we reverting back to in fashion today? What era would we be in the cycle?
There's.
Depends.
Yeah. There's, I mean, there's a lot of 90s and 70s
mm-hmm.
right now, I
for
think.
For sure. 70s.
Those are the biggest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunglasses is a really good example.
Sunglasses are timeless, man. Those things are perfect. Like, there's some things that never go out of style. Like, leather jackets, always going to be in style. Yeah.
Black t-shirts, blue jeans.
Black t-shirts, jeans.
Converse.
Things are... those things will never go out of style. Those things are just...
What if we learn how to not sleep?
What?
How
what? What if we learn how to micro sleep?
I'm not sure
what
about
we
that.
What?
John Luke said PJs are timeless because we're always going to have to sleep. But what if we find a way to not sleep?
Micro sleep.
I doubt we will. So, anything else you wanted to tell us about?
Nope.
Oh, you know what I've seen that's coming back for guys, and I don't
this
understand
Daniel's topic
it.
Now.
I'm so sorry. I totally hijacked it.
He stole it.
He's low-key really passionate about fashion.
I am. I'm a man of many interests, actually. I try to be well-rounded. Anyway, so I've seen guys now, they're wearing really wide pant legs, and it's really
like
weird.
Like 70s?
Like boot cut?
No. Like they come out to pants? Here.
Really?
It's so weird.
Like bell bottoms, right?
Is it straight leg though?
It's straight legged.
Like,
and it's straight legged. Yes, it's straight legged and they're wide.
I haven't seen that.
Ew.
It's crazy. And I look at it, I see it on Reddit. Everyone's like, judge my fit. And you're just looking at these guys what they're wearing and you're like,
what are those?
And people are like, oh, that looks awesome, man. That looks so cool.
Yeah.
And I'm over here like, you look like a clown. So that just shows me that, like, who cares?
But again, Daniel doesn't post on Reddit, so.
I post nothing on Reddit. I read it all the time, but I think this was like anything. Just like you said, it makes you confident. If you have the, I think a lot of times you have to have the confidence to wear something.
Right.
And then I think sometimes if you have the confidence to wear something that's ridiculous, you can pull it off because you are basically like, look at me, I'm rocking this.
Trendsetter.
And everyone believes you.
That's
you
what I always tell
you
people.
You fool everyone into believing that you're some sort of like fashion icon.
Honestly, that's what I would do in high school. Like the last couple weeks of high school, I would just go in jeans, button-ups, vests, and ties. Or just like straight button ups and ties.
And it becomes your thing.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yo, that's Jared's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. PJs.
That's George's
PJs.
Thing. Actually, I was really shocked when I found out George didn't own a pair of jeans.
No.
What?
That shocked me.
I don't do jeans.
He only wears chinos.
Ever since middle school.
Why?
I don't remember.
He's weird.
I only wear jeans.
He does everything weird.
Like, I have chinos, but it's
definitely an OCD thing.
What's
the definition of a chino?
It's basically a cotton pant.
Oh, okay. Because they're like, all my cargo pants are cotton, like Wrangler cottons.
Cargo
that's
has
not a chino, though. Because chino has, like, the pocket, like,
chino
the
side,
they don't
I
have
hate,
the jean
the
style
the
pocket.
See, like, the side pockets?
Yeah,
nice,
the
side.
The
pocket
yeah.
from the
yeah.
top I don't like because I like to put my hands in my pockets a lot.
Same. Well, I do that.
But, like, the top I don't like. It's, like, weird.
I mean, it's, like... He's looking like a T-Rex right now.
Yeah, you know?
T-Rex. Cover art.
The T-Rex.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow, I do have a stain on my shirt.
Yeah.
At one point in time, I had
I've been looking at it this whole time.
Yeah, before we started recording, it was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you just do that? Or is just...
I thought...
No, it's been there.
That's been there the whole time, bro. Yeah. You walked into the house with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
What?
Sure.
What?
Embarrassing.
Too late.
Dude, you're in PJs.
First of all,
I always look nice with my classy PJs.
That's an oxymoron, but
classy PJs.
No, dude, it's nice.
If they were satin, then it'd be kind of classy.
No, at one point in time, I had the same, the exact same pair of cargo pants, black cargo pants.
That's what I was saying. I would like to do that. Like, I would just buy the same outfit and have five of them, and I'd be okay with it.
I see the practicality in that. Because that, like, it takes away a worry of the day, in a way. And then if you already, like, feel good, you already know you look good in it, then...
Yeah, but people that do that, like, their whole life is minimalist.
Yeah.
Not just fashion. You try to have as least options as possible. Exactly. You just say, what works, what do I like, boom, done.
That's interesting.
I feel like John Luke would be a very minimalist person.
Would be.
Sign me up.
He's too lazy to be one, though.
You see,
it takes a large investment of work, right?
I mean, you still gotta
I'm gonna do it.
One day.
Eventually.
Later. But you're gonna
do it later. Just do it later.
Just do it later.
Just do it.
Just do it later.
Well, the time has come for the final topic of the evening.
That's a drum roll.
Take it away.
On a piano.
That's like,
it's a piano roll.
Piano roll.
I was going to talk about a...
Talk about...
Sorry.
don't judge me. I'm wearing a bandana. It's functional.
But you're confident and you're rocking
he's
it.
He's immune to judgment right now.
That's all that matters.
That's my hitter blocker.
When you walked in?
Yeah.
I didn't question it.
I didn't.
I didn't even see it, to be honest. I didn't see it. That's how much a part of you it is. I didn't even notice it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. Same thing with my flannel t-shirts. A person called me a lumberjack once. I said, yep, never bother me again.
Nice.
I can't wear flannel, man.
Oh, I love flannel.
I look so bad in flannel.
It's so comfortable. It's like that.
Corduroys?
What?
George has the weirdest
pants.
I had a pair of corduroy pants.
They feel
pants
weird. They're like ridgy. Yeah. And I was a kid, weird. I had them.
I was going to talk about a 4-part miniseries on the Netflix.
The Netflix.
Called Salts, Acids, Fats, and Heat. Mm-hmm. And it's basically each
cooking
episode.
Steak.
One aspect of heat episode is cooking steak. Yes, I could just talk about cooking steak for.
Go ahead, bro.
How long do we have? No, but they basically kind of go over how every single thing you eat should have all four of those elements in them. It has to have a salt aspect, a heat aspect, as in the type of the type of cooking has to be exact, an acidic element, and a salty element.
And fat, right, you said?
Fat, excuse me, I said salt twice. Fat, salt, heat, and acid.
So what about vegetables?
You can cook them and dress them up in such a way. Well, if it's all in one dish, yeah. You can have an acidic vegetable.
So you're talking about a dish, basically?
A dish, yeah. Okay. Everything you cook has to have these elements in them as a whole. And it kind of highlights one per episode and kind of focuses on that. But it also kind of as a it addresses it as a whole. And I thought it was a really cool thing because I love to cook. Never watch this while you're hungry, but I love to cook. And it's really a great way to kind of explain the smaller things in food production that make a whole meal a bigger thing, which I thought was pretty interesting. Like the type of salt you can use, and I'll use steak as an example because that's probably what I'm, as you know, what I'm most comfortable using. There's different grains of salt. There's different types of salt. There's different textures and consistencies of salt. You wouldn't use iodine.
Thank
you. Salt, not iodine.
Iodized
salt on a steak. You'd use a coarser, a thicker, a sea salt, or a
Don't use iodized salt ever.
Yeah.
Like, Why not? What does it do?
Iodizes you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It iodizes me?
It makes you iodize.
Oh, no.
You use a thicker grain, like a sea salt or a kosher salt or even a pink Himalayan salt, if you've seen those, just because it gives you an extra texture as well as flavor. So when you do that, it kind of gives you a whole new element to that meal. Where if you just throw regular salt and then throw it on the grill, it gives you a little flavor, but you're not getting that texture. It's not actually locking in the flavor. Can I get what I'm saying?
No.
No.
Is anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Dottie went to cooking school, so.
Yeah.
Oh. What's your opinion?
Don't use iodized salt. That's my opinion. I did actually read about it recently, and it's supposed to, like, give you nutrients.
I think that's why they make it.
Yeah, because people were like low in it or something. But in every kitchen restaurant that I've worked at, it's always been kosher salt or sea salt, like table salt, like iodized salt. That's like taboo.
No.
Like,
yeah.
Don't you dare put
that's
that
like
in
the peasants
anybody's
use that,
food.
Yeah.
This is one of those things where you're watching it and you're like, why am I eating the garbage that I'm eating on a daily life when I can do that?
And then you go back to the garbage.
Yeah, I'm lazy and poor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's go get McDonald's.
Yeah.
No, I can't do McDonald's.
I love McDonald's.
I tried to do a McDonald's detox. Couldn't do it.
Really?
So you could do the Instagram one.
McDonald's.
So you can't give up
McDonald's? McDonald's is ingrained.
I tried to go for a year.
They've got their McHooks in you.
Oh, well, that's a little
Yeah, that's a long time.
They McGot you, bro.
McGot you. This miniseries, though, it's like, it's supposed to be for like everyday meals kind of thing.
Not
like,
really. It kind of gives you
ideas.
Not so much ideas.
Say, like, high fashion, but like gourmet. Is it like
gourmet?
More gourmet?
Yes and no. Not really. It kind of says, this is salt. These are the different versions of salt. This is what salt can be used for. This is a different thing, like soy sauce. It's a salty element.
It's an educational documentary.
Pretty much. And it's like, these are how you can incorporate salty flavors into a dish. This is something that's salty you didn't even know was salty.
Like what?
Whoa. John Luke's salty right
cool.
now.
I'm highly salty.
He's always salty.
I'm actually highly salted right now.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. It's kind of just like an educational.
Yeah.
These four things should be in a meal to make it a rounded dish.
That's cool. It's like really breaking down basic, like cooking.
It's breaking down basics, but giving you a sophisticated viewpoint.
Need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So why don't we each
check
take
that out?
Our favorite meal and see if it has all four ingredients.
Right now?
Like a cheesesteak.
Just a Philly cheesesteak. Well, you have fat in the oil that you use to make the onions. You got salt in the salt and pepper that you put in the onions as well as the beef. You got fat in the cheese that you do, carbs in the bread,
acid
peppers? Peppers acidic?
Yeah, that's how it gets hot, right? It's the heat.
No, it's the heat.
The spiciness you're talking about?
No, 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 like...
Things are getting heated over here. Your meal does not meet the standards.
You failed. Next.
75% isn't bad, though. Okay. Daniel, favorite food?
Favorite food?
Or dish? Dish.
Oh, man.
Because it can't just be, China like, favorite dishes, food. Yeah. If it's just a... What?
China.
Chinese food, Julie?
No,
Chinese
China. Dish. To eat.
China your favorite dish as in, like, a whole thing.
I got you, bro.
Oh, my. I don't even know.
Maybe some of you heard me.
I know we heard you, just didn't acknowledge you.
Okay.
I did.
Jared's salty.
Salty.
I was laughing because the other day I was like, I need to get like more carbs in, whatever. Like, I had too much fats. I'm like, what can I eat? And I'm like, oh, duh, pasta. That's like the obvious one.
Yeah.
Or rice or something. But then I was reading and people were like, just eat Sour Patch Kids.
I love Sour Patch Kids.
They're straight carbs with really? No fat. And
how?
I was like, you are so right. So there's this whole thing that people are like, is a calorie a calorie? Does it really matter what food you eat?
Is food
like is
food,
like is a calorie of vegetables better than a calorie of candy?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
At the end of the day, your body is not saying, oh, wow, this is a bad food, I shouldn't eat that. It's recognizing it as a calorie, and it's using it for the same purpose it uses a calorie for. So does it matter even what you eat?
Yes.
Will you feel different? Maybe, sure. But as far as your body composition and looking a certain way, does it matter? It doesn't. It really doesn't. It's actually pretty interesting.
What about your brain?
You're telling me I don't have to eat
nutrients?
Vegetables?
Well, no, of course. I'm saying you eat these things because you get nutrients and things like that. But let's say you've gotten your nutrients already. And let's say...
Where do you get your nutrients from if you're only eating this stuff?
No, vitamins. Let's say you ate vegetables or whatever. But I'm just saying, let's say you had two things. One was candy and one was whatever, something healthy, like historically healthy. But they, yeah. But if you look at their nutritional content, they're very similar. If you look at it, because if you look at like pizza or whatever, it still has fats, it has carbs, and it has all that those things. And your body's looking at the macronutrients.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Pizza has carbs, it has fats and cheese. Sure, it has grease and stuff like that, which is not healthy. But then you, let's say you throw some chicken on whatever, now you have protein. So you have all your macronutrients right there. Let's say you have your macro splits for the day. You know how many numbers you can eat of each thing, and you have the space for it. You can pack that bad boy down, and your body's literally going to use that fuel the same as it would have used
what
a healthy
the
meal.
Added stuff like the sugar and the like
grease,
high fructose
corn syrup.
That's what I'm saying. You might feel it might make you feel bad, but as far as like your body recognizing the composition, it's just gonna
recognize
your body's,
the fructose.
Your body's so awesome; it just filters that out and just does its thing. It's pretty interesting.
Cite your sources.
Yeah, I feel about
it's,
that.
It's a thing.
I mean, what do you mean, like in terms of just being healthy or like fat?
Well, first of all, what does being healthy
like,
mean? You can see a skinny person, but they could have like coronary heart disease. Like they could be in a really bad place, but because the inside of them is really unhealthy, but they don't look that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or stresses and different things in your life.
I
your
wouldn't call
health.
That person healthy.
But if you just saw
but
them physically,
if they're aesthetically
they might
healthy.
Healthy.
I don't call anybody aesthetically healthy.
But you don't know that their insides are messed
you're
up.
You're aesthetically healthy. What are you talking about?
You look healthy.
What are you judging on?
That's true. You just assume a fat person's not.
You just assume you look at a fat person. You say you're unhealthy because you're fat, but if you see a ripped guy, you're like, yo, that guy's healthy because he's ripped. That's what I'm saying. Like, what do we consider healthy? A physical look? That's what I'm saying. Physical looks is literally just your body processing the things that you're eating. The way you feel, though, that's something completely different. You can say, wow, I ate all those carbs and I'm super bloated and I'm retaining water and I feel like garbage, but that's completely different.
That's
than
gonna be
saying,
the title of my autobiography, by the way.
I like it.
Super so, bloated.
But the question is a calorie a calorie? When your body is literally, your body needs to survive and it has like things that it needs. If you're whether you're getting that through healthy food or through junk food, at the end of the day, a carb's a carb, whether it comes from pizza or vegetables, a calorie's a calorie. That's the point of the thing.
I think the problem is not the calories, it's the stuff that comes with it.
But if it doesn't hurt you and if you don't feel any different, why does it matter?
That's the thing, it hurts you. It's
but, what,
it's
but what
stuff.
If I tell you I can eat candy all day and I feel fine, I don't get a stomach ache and nothing.
Well then you're a liar.
Because everybody's different. Every body is different. Everybody's
Every
body,
body
is different.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Whoa. My brain.
Wow.
My whole
I don't
body.
Know.
My life is.
This is an interesting
different.
Topic.
Yeah, it gets pretty deep. And of course, you have like people on opposite sides of the spectrum. They're like, no, that's wrong. That'll never happen.
Yeah.
But like, all these diets you do and different things that say, oh, you can't eat carbs, you can't do this, you can't do that. And it's like, your body can process all these things 100% fine and actually needs all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Wait, so why do we say somebody instead of somebody?
Because English is stupid.
Because somebody is quicker to say than
somebody,
and it's just weird.
It's a grilled steak,
it's
asparagus,
word.
Baked potato.
So the vowels change each other.
My favorite thing to eat.
English.
There you go.
grilled steak, asparagus, and baked personally. Potato.
I like the tips.
You gotta roast
like
them. Oh yeah, don't eat the tails. You gotta roast them though in oil and salt.
I don't mind. Yeah, I mean anything roasted in oil and salt.
Yeah, basically.
Come on.
Sorry. And bread isn't deep fried.
Cheese and bacon on top too.
Hollandaise sauce.
Deep fried.
All about the money.
Is it about the money or about the art?
Still,
I say it's for the art.
I mean, he's got enough money.
Lost,
he's got enough money.
What is art?
I think that should be what the is name money? Of the podcast.
What?
What is podcasting?
Ooh! What is podcast?
What is podcast for 500, Alex?
Should we pick the title now, though?
Pick the title.
It's decided.
Didn't we decide it just now?
Was that it?
Yeah, what is podcast?
Just like that?
What is podcast with a question mark?
That is all.
What's the other option?
There's no other option. We have one option.
What is...
Like, even if you know it, too bad. I like it. This is like... The name period? Like, Outcast Podcast is dead?
No.
The name of the episode. One.
Episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about what is odd?
No.
Oh, to tell our listeners, because they don't know this.
Yeah.
So each podcast for season two, we're going to have, instead of saying Oddcast 8 or something like that, we're going to have a title that we pick based on what we talked about. We're going to discuss it, and we're going to pick it on each episode. And so the title of this episode, we are deciding to pick.
Foldable phones? Question mark.
The Halfcast.
The Halfcast.
We're all here, though.
Or are we?
Oh!
What is we? Time.
What is we?
What?
What is R?
What is what?
That's too much. I think what is podcast is pretty good. What do you think?
What is podcast?
Yep.
Not bad.
Sure.
I'm indifferent towards it.
Jared Salty. That's another title.
All right. Okay, so it's what is podcast?
What is podcast?
Good talk.
All right,
Daniel, take us out.
Take us out.
All right, well, that was this week's episode, this month's episode.
Let's call it a year episode.
So this time,
we'll see you
the
next
intro of season two, and we'll have more for you. So, hope you enjoyed.